Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Hour 2, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. By the way, sonsoflibertyradio.com is our page set up to show you who we are, and we show you the fruit in our basket, really is what it comes down to. We're not a ministry out there asking people to help us fulfill vision. We're showing them as we fulfill vision. And that's pretty odd compared to what we see today, especially in American ministry. We are not a begging ministry, though we would ask that you do consider supporting us. And the way to do that is go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the store, become a son or a daughter of liberty if you would consider doing so. We are not run by sponsors. We're not dictated by sponsors here. We are a ministry, and your gifts and offerings keep us above water. So we would ask that you would consider keeping us out there. I know it's been fluctuating. We've been kind of keeping the ask down because of what we've all been going through. But do, again, please consider supporting us with what you can, big or small. It matters not. We're grateful for every bit of it. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to membership, become a son or daughter of liberty, or just donate. If you want to call in at any time concerning booking us, we're up until September. We'll be in Texas in September. We'll be on the front Capitol stairs in Michigan protesting and defying tyranny in the state of Michigan concerning Jezebel. You know her as Governor Whitmer. Next month, that will be the 14th, I believe, of August. We'll be there. And then if you'd like to book us after that, we would love to come to your community and shake things up. That's why we're in Cory, Pennsylvania today. We'll be preaching at the Alliance Church at 6:30, and we're doing what the church should be doing, leading the way, friends. Someone decided to open their doors and say, hey, Bradley, come out here, let's do this stuff, and that's exactly what we're doing. We're doing what the Lord has called us to do, and that's to be the light of the world. We're not to hide our light. We're to show forth our light, that the Father may be glorified. Read Matthew 5:17. You'll understand what I'm talking about. I want to get back to this, friends, concerning what's taking place. And I'm just kind of going off some of the comments I've been getting on live chat. You can join us on live chat, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Click onto YouTube. Go to the right side. Join us on live chat. You can do the same thing on beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com. I pay attention to your feedback. This time around, friends, we're at a hotel that doesn't take our comrades to take phone calls. Their Wi-Fi is not set up for it. First one in literally thousands of hotels that we've stayed in, so we're not able to take calls today. But I am paying attention to the comments on YouTube and live chat. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com or beforeitsnews.com. Join us on live chat. A lot of what I'm hearing right now, friends, concerning what's going on in this country is, well, those states where the governors are bad, just it's sad that you have to live there. You need to get out of the state. I'm hearing this quite a bit. No, folks. What happened to the stickers on the back of cars where it states, you know, everybody likes to act all big and bad until their faith is tested and tried, isn't it? You know, those tests prove who we really are. Either we belong to the Lord or nay. Either we run to Him or we run away from Him. And if we keep our eyes off the boisterous waves and we kept our eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith, we're going to be able to do things beyond our comprehension. Why? Not because I said so, but because Jesus Christ said so. To keep our eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith, friends, Hebrews 12:2. When we're in times that we're in today, in the present, it's not time for us to tuck tail and run. Listen to me, my live chat friends. Listen to me, 126 radio stations that have made us the number one and number two show. Again, that declare you want the results. It's not time for us to leave the 53 countries right now. It's not time for you to leave your prospective country. You're listening to this radio show because you're different than everybody else is. You're hungry for the truth. And Jesus said, those that hunger and thirst for righteousness, he promised you, said the Holy Ghost, you will be filled. That hunger is there. Rest assured, he's the one that put it there. Because he plans on doing something on the other side but fulfilling your hunger. Hey, friends, it's not time for us to leave. Listen to me, friends. It's not time for us to leave. Just think if everybody that went before us thought, well, you know, things are getting really hard. It's time for us to leave. I know what the church is saying. They want to be raptured from responsibility. Sorry, can't find that in the Word of God. But that's not us. Okay? We're different. We're found among the faithful that deliver souls. And if we have to bear a cross, it reminds me of the book of Fox of Martyrs, where Andrew, the disciple, went around and preached Jesus Christ and him crucified. God forbid that I should glory except in the cross of Christ, who knew and understood the power of God unto salvation. And when it was time for him to go to church and bear his cross with real faith, let me ask you, did Andrew turn and run from the cross? Or did he run to the cross? You know what Andrew said, the disciple? History teaches us that he went to the cross and he kissed the cross. He kissed the cross. You know, it's for so many people on this globe to profess their love for Jesus Christ. They'll dance around the cross. But when it's time for them to bear their cross, where are they at? They ran. Things got too hard. They didn't really have the faith of Christ. They didn't belong to him. See, what God puts in you, no devil in hell can take out of you. Let me take it a step further. Jesus cast out devils with the word. And then he turns and he looks at his disciples, apostles namely, and he says, I give unto you power over all the works of the enemy. We shouldn't talk about running from the battle. We should talk about running into the battle and bearing our cross like Andrew, like the 11 of the 12 disciples that were martyred for the faith. Well, it's easier said than done. No, friends. It's in my heart. Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. Listen, behold the Lamb of God, who is the sacrifice concerning the redemption of men that the Father called out through Jesus Christ. Hey, folks, behold the Lamb of God. That Lamb of God died for my sins. He's the propitiation of the sins of the world. Those are my sins. I'm guilty as H-E double hockey sticks. I'm the one that put him up on the cross. 2 Corinthians 7:10 comes to my aid when it tells us that when we understand true repentance, and it's true repentance brought about by the Holy Ghost, all of a sudden new things are going to be put into our hearts. And guess what one of those is? To take revenge upon sin. And those that are vessels opening the door to the wolves to devour the sheep. Read John 10, the whole chapter. Hey, folks, it's not time for us to run. It's time for us to stand up and play the men. Let me say it again. It's not time for us to run from our state. It's time for us to stand up and play the men and the women of God that God has called us to be, regardless of what they say or what they do. We're not to be terrified by our adversary, Scripture tells us. No. Hey, it's a righteous thing to recompense tribulation unto those that trouble us. Let them do their worst. And let's stand back and see what the Lord won't do on our behalf. Hopefully it's redemptive, but that's their choice. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Hour 2. I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back under Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Rob Pugh, publisher of Wisconsin Christian News, a national Christian newspaper, not just for Wisconsin. Thank you for supporting the work of Sons of Liberty. If you're a regular listener here, your eyes are already open to the truth. But if you'd like to open the eyes of others, Wisconsin Christian News is a great tool to help you do that. Subscribe at our website, WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, check out our TV show, WCN-TV, offering vital information every Wednesday afternoon at WCNTV.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, just wanted to update you really quick. We're going to get back to the topic. As you know, throughout the show, we let the Holy Ghost be the Holy Ghost, and we run down all these rabbit trails, but we always come back and dovetail it by the Holy Ghost at the end of the show. So just so you know, Tony Elliott, a contributor over at sonsoflibertymedia.com, just wrote, why COVID-19 is the biggest political scam in American history. Ron Paul calls it a hoax. We have the Texas Lieutenant Governor telling us right now not to listen to Anthony Fauci. We have another individual named Mr. Clay, who was on Fox just the other day, calling out Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci for being pedophiles. And, you know, folks, the list goes on. We've got enough information out there to debunk what's going on with no question about it. We've seen them continuously change their narrative over and over and over again. Like our friend Diana said, it is ever-changing. I'm adding to it. But she stated that it was like shifting sand. It's exactly what it is, friends. Shifting sand. It's confusion by design. And people are confused because they refuse to stand up and deal with it to put a stop to it. Now, we've been talking about Minnesota Governor Tim Walz working overtime creating enemies of the state, and his message, along with the rest of them, are pretend with us or you are to blame. Okay? And I highlighted what Joseph Goebbels said. He said, "For the truth is the mortal enemy of the lie, and thus by extension, the truth is the greatest enemy of the state." That's right. But also keep in mind, friends, the state works for us. We do not work for it. Yesterday we were talking about the criminal called the governor in the state of California. You got five radio stations out there. I'm sure you're well aware of the fact that he's a criminal. What is a criminal? One that commits crimes, especially one against who is supposed to uphold those laws that's transgressing them. He's tearing down the Constitution, attempting to recreate it in a global image, no doubt. But I want to go back to this, friends, and I want you to listen to this. Senator and Dr. Scott Jensen, I highlighted Newsom yesterday, as well as Ron Paul and Jensen. Okay, so I want to go back to Jensen because he's got new information out today. This senator, this doctor, Scott Jensen from Minnesota, He came under investigation for reporting the truth of the matter to the American people when it comes to manufacturing deaths and numbers for the coronavirus COVID-19 hoax, okay, to the degree that they have brought it. We highlighted this several weeks ago. Now what we have, friends, is Jensen is now pushing forward, and I praise God for his courage, okay? The righteous are made bold as lions, Proverbs 28, verse 1. But Senator and Dr. Scott Jensen is now pushing forward with the full support of the Americans on every level in spite of his opposition. What's he doing? He's now taking their game and shoving it right back in their face. Read Matthew 17:17-19, to make sure that we have the facts of the matter, not the narrative. Excuse me. As I said to you earlier, friends, the mainstream media and the spin doctors, they want you paying attention to the narrative. They don't want you paying attention to the facts. They want you paying attention to the narrative, not the facts. Scott Jensen, after highlighting the CDC's Center of Disease Control and their botched numbers, Jensen then moved to expose Minnesota Governor Tim Walz's civil rights encroachments. Okay? I played the audio for you yesterday, but I want to repeat what he said. Scott Jensen stated, whenever Governor Walz decides to send out the addresses of every active COVID-19 case, true or untrue, he sends out 500 law enforcement and their officers. Scott said, it doesn't sound like we are really protecting people's health information now, does it? To piggyback on that, the propagandist from the Twin Cities Pioneer Press reported, and take note as how the spin doctors set their narrative. Listen carefully. This is the spin doctors and their narrative. They stated, Minnesota's largest law enforcement association asked state health officials to provide departments with the addresses of people who test positive for coronavirus in their jurisdiction. Folks, you're being set up for the fall. Did you hear what I just said? The Twin Cities Pioneer Press, their spin doctors, their useful idiots, reported Minnesota's largest law enforcement on Tim Walz's unlawful and unconstitutional edicts, sent in the association, and they asked state health officials to provide departments with the addresses of people who test positive for coronavirus in their jurisdiction, saying the information is needed to keep first responders safe. I'm going to give you a couple examples of how this works. When the politicians create wars, we all well know in this country, they choose your boys to send them to third world countries to kill, in a lot of cases, and in many cases, innocent people. I stand with our military big time, friends, but we still need to know what we're fighting for. We need to know the Constitution that we, in fact, raise our right hand to and swear in upholding, okay? But we know that politicians, when they create the wars, they don't do the wars. They don't fight the wars. They let you do that. And remember, Henry Kissinger, who sits next to now the sitting president, Donald Trump, he said that military men are just dumb, stupid animals only to be used for foreign policy. That's what pedophile Henry Kissinger said. It's easy to find. Friends, military men are just dumb, stupid animals. Well, what about those that fight on the behalf of a governor domestically here in the United States of America without knowing what they're fighting for? And I'm talking about these alleged state officials, and I'm talking about these police officers that are going to do the biddings of a governor that you know is not telling the truth. You have a job, Mr. Police Officer. You have a job, those that work in the health industry, to do the right thing. Not the wrong thing. And the right thing for you to do is to stand up against this criminal, Tim Walz, giving you unconstitutional orders to go and fight people in your own backyard. Pay note and pay attention that it's not him doing the fighting, you're doing the fighting on his behalf. If you do that, you're doing it nothing more than for the money. And if that's what you're doing, not only do you lack integrity, but you're a traitor to your own people. Read Luke 22:48. No difference between what Judas did when he betrayed Jesus Christ. He betrayed him with a kiss. Why did he do it? For the money. 30 pieces of silver. Notice who's doing the fighting here. Let me give you an example. You can go to Michigan, friends. I'm sure you probably heard of this. This was on July 14th, just recently. A police officer in Michigan showed a video. It was security footage showing the confrontation between the officer and the suspect. A police officer in the United States, the U.S. state of Michigan, it was reported, has shot dead a man suspected of stabbing a customer in a shop. They have to put themselves in a justifiable position in an altercation over face masks. Did you hear about this? This is BBC News. You probably didn't hear about it here, and if you did, well, praise God for someone taking the time to pull the curtain back to get the truth that you need to make decisions as to what's going on here. This was BBC that reported this. In Michigan, a police officer shot a man who refused to wear a mask. Did you hear about that? I just had another friend telling me over in Canada, another individual who refused to wear a mask, an old man, was shot dead. Why are the police doing the biddings of the tyrants? Because if you speak to the police officers and they say that they're just doing their job, I'm here to tell you they're not doing their job. That's why you're seeing so many sheriffs and even governors in the United States of America that are saying no to what this narrative is all about. We are not going to enforce it. Those are the people doing the job. Hey, police officers, what are you doing? You're endangering your own lives and the constituents who work to pay your salary. You're to uphold the Constitution. You're not to tear it down. And before you pull out your gun, and I'm talking to the ignorant ones out there because we have a few of them as well, why don't you take time to read the U.S. Constitution before you go try to force some guy to wear a mask that he doesn't have to wear? And just like I said during the first segment of the show on First Hour of the Sons of Liberty today, show me where he has constitutional authority to force you to wear a mask. Show me where a governor has the authority to take money from taxpayers and go out and pay people off to snitch on their neighbors. Tell me where the governors in the United States of America have the right to quarantine people in any given scenario. Show me in the Constitution of the United States where a governor can actually tell businesses not to sell food or merchandise to people that are willing to pay for it. The burden of proof lies on them, not on you. So going back to the police officer, do your job, brother. If you're aggravated with me, I could care less. But you're endangering not only the life of your constituents, but you're also endangering your own life because sooner or later, this is going to come to a halt because you're only able to oppress the people for so long.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin called on Congress to work with the Trump administration to pass additional stimulus legislation by the end of this month as the coronavirus pandemic continues to inject uncertainty into how quickly the economy can recover. The request comes as the virus continues to surge in many areas as millions of Americans are about to see their expanded unemployment insurance benefits expire on the 27th. Lawmakers are expected to embark on an intense stretch of negotiations over what would be the fourth significant bailout package since the virus started. In testimony before the House Committee on Small Business, Mnuchin said the next round of money to support the economy should be targeted specifically to help industries that have been hardest hit by the pandemic, as well as smaller, locally owned business and low to middle income families. This is USA Radio News. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp has filed a lawsuit against the city of Atlanta over the mayor's mask mandate and recommendations to roll back reopenings. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms responded.
It's very clear that the governor is putting politics over people, and I join several mayors across our state who will continue to enforce our mask mandate, and we will have to fight the governor about this in court.
Kemp said he refuses to sit back and watch disastrous policies devastate the lives of Georgia residents. A new plan from Senate Republicans to award businesses, schools, and universities sweeping exemptions from lawsuits arising from inadequate coronavirus safeguards is putting Republicans and Democrats at odds as Congress reconvenes next week to negotiate another relief package. The liability proposal promises to shield employers when customers and workers are exposed to coronavirus by moving lawsuits to federal courts and limiting liabilities to acts of gross negligence or intentional misconduct. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Well, you're back again to the Sons of Liberty. I don't know what just happened there. That was kind of bizarre. Folks, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Join us on YouTube. Join us on live chat, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. The screen just froze, friends. That's what I was laughing about, just for the record on my live chat, conveying the message to my friends. It's interesting, when I first started in this room, I literally get worked up in my preaching, and we're setting it up at our studios back home in Minnesota now where I can actually stand up. Because it's really hard for me to just sit here. But when I first started preaching here, it was like 71 or 72 degrees in here, and I got it set at 65 right now, and I'm hot. But it just shows you, folks, that we're called to be ministers of the flames of fire, right? And that's why people watch us, too, by the way, is they want to come watch us burn, and that's exactly what we're doing. Being burned up for the Lord. He's a consuming fire, and that's exactly what he does. But again, I want to get back over to this because I want to try to tie this up before the end of the show. I was just talking about police officers doing their job. And I got people on live chat right now talking about, I'd like to meet a constitutional sheriff. Listen, the mainstream media is going to try to suppress that information. I've met quite a few of them. I'm here to tell you there's good sheriffs and there's good police all across the United States of America that are defying what's going on here. And I want to tell you, friends, that's not the information they want you to have. Because what they want to do is they want to suppress you, they want to oppress you, they want to dictate your lives, and the only information that's going to be able to help them do that is the fear and the oppression that they continuously push on you. What it comes down to is, who are you going to believe? Are you going to believe the mainstream media, or are you going to believe the fact that we're still here doing what we've always done? In other words, equaling, we still have the freedoms to do the right things. The only reason that we still have the freedoms to do the right things, friends, is because of God's grace and mercy, number one, and number two is because good government is doing their job. If we were where they wanted you to believe that we were, it'd be all over right now. No, this is why they're doing what they're doing. They're trying to intimidate. They're trying to take it another step through their dialectic, friends. And we need to understand what's going on here, that they're creating the chaos as they simultaneously bring in a new order. That's what needs to be stopped. What they're pushing to establish. We're seeing this happen in Minnesota right now. And I got to be honest with you, I am surprised that Minnesotans have sat down for as long as they have. Now, I know that there's a lot of people out there right now that say, well, Bradley, you guys voted in Keith Ellison and Tim Walz. No, we didn't. You sound like the very people that you denounce. We didn't vote them in. Well, there's major voter fraud going on. There's lawsuits going on right now over Keith Ellison, over Tim Walz, friends. If you look at the counties in the state of Minnesota, if you want to go back to the Republican versus Democrat unconstitutional little warfare, which is set up to divide and conquer, Mark 325, you can do that. But the fact of the matter is, I'll go there for a moment with you. The majority of the state is red, friends, hands down. I'm not talking about just a little bit. I'm talking about the majority of the state is red. What you see in the Minneapolis area is blue. That's the area they control. And because the rest of the people in the state of Minnesota allow that section of the state of Minnesota, namely the Minneapolis area, to dictate the rest of them, well, then guess what? They deserve what they get. If they're not going to deal with the tyrant, then they're going to allow the tyrant to rule over them and their children. But when you look at the state, friends, there is no question there is major voter fraud going on in this country. And by the way, if you want to go across the United States of America, I would go so far as to say, well, you look at these liberal states and you look at these liberal counties, in a lot of cases, friends, you're going to find out that it's just not true. You have major voter fraud going on in those areas. Now, the deception of it is that they're causing you to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. That is a tactic of Saul Alinsky, and that's a prime example of that tactic being used today to control the rest of us. They said of dictators that if you pull the curtain back on dictators, you'll find that there's nothing there propping them up except the lies that the media throws on the people. That's what's controlling you. It's deception. So what is it? Are we going to stand up against it, or are we going to just roll over with it? I want to get back over to this because we were talking about Twin Cities Pioneer Press reporting that the Minnesota's largest law enforcement association asked state health officials to provide departments, unlawfully, by the way, with the addresses of people who test positive for the coronavirus in their jurisdictions, saying the information is needed to keep first responders safe. See how they're playing the victim again? This is, folks, it's what they do systematically and methodically over and over and over again. The spin doctors go on. The Minnesota's Chief of Police Association, Minnesota's Sheriff Association, by the way, that association didn't support Keith Ellison, just for the record. They denounced him. But Ellison won anyways. In the face of Minnesotans, do you think the people in the state of Minnesota are going to vote for a guy like Keith Ellison? Absolutely not. The fix was in. But going back to this, the Minnesota Chiefs of Police Association, Minnesota Sheriff's Association, speaking to a sheriff just last week on what's going on in the state of Minnesota, they are defying the orders. So again, here it comes across to you that, well, you know what, the Minnesota Chief of Police Association, the Minnesota Sheriff's Association, and the Minnesota Police and Peace Officers Association, well, they're all going along with this. No, they're not. They're using their name. They're using their credibility. And then they're reporting it as if it's fact. How many of those people in the Chief of Police Association, the Sheriff's Association, and the Minnesota Police and Peace Officers Association are actually going along with this? Nil. Hardly any. But again, if you believe it, then it must be so. Remember what Mr. Goebbels said. Allegedly, if you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. The lie can only be maintained only for such a time as the state can shield the people from the political, economic, and or military consequence of the lie. What does it do? It thus becomes vitally important for the state to use all of its powers to repress dissent, for the truth is the mortal enemy of the lie. And thus, by extension, the truth is the greatest enemy of the state. Folks, do you hear what I'm saying? We're dispelling the lies. We're dispelling the lies here. I'm showing you what Senator and Dr. Scott Jensen is doing. He's exposing the CDC and the governor for what he's doing. The spin doctors come behind the governor to push the agenda along with the CIA control, right? That's just in control and operation here again, friends, who are operating domestically. They have no business operating domestically whatsoever, but they are because the people let them do so. But do you see how this works? They're just working together. They're pushing together, friends. Did you know that, and this is the point that I want to make, and I've been leading up to this the whole 2 hours now. Did you know that Tim Walz is now going so far as to create a pre-planned, of course, signed that state? You need to listen to this because you need to get this little revelation on your own. This is what his sign says. It's a picture of a guy with a mask on. It's a caricature, okay? It's like comic. And it says, wear your mask so businesses can stay open. I want you to think about that. Wear your mask so businesses can stay open. What's the implication? If I don't wear my mask by the unconstitutional edict of Tim Walz, this tyrant, he's turning around and blaming me for businesses being shut down. That's how you create an enemy of the state. You want to be liberated? There you have it right there. You want me to say it again? His little sign with a man on it, a caricature, a comic, with a mask on, and it says, wear your mask so businesses can stay open. In other words, do as we mandated through a plandemic by wearing your mask, or you are to blame for shutting down businesses. Do you see how this is dangerous? Do you see why nobody in the mainstream media has the opportunity to tell the truth? And if you do, they'll investigate you just like Senator and Dr. Scott Jensen. Do you understand by what he said? He just posted this on his Twitter account, friends. I just got it today. Are you paying attention to the fact that he is blaming you if you don't wear your mask? If you don't pretend with us, we're going to blame you. Thus, what's that up? Snitches. You with me? If you don't pretend with us, we're going to get snitches sicked out on you. We're going to even go so far as to pay them. Do you guys remember when I did a show on how they want you to turn in your neighbors? The snitches were getting rewards from those that deem themselves city officials, stealing money from the taxpayers' coffers to extort the public, to do the biddings of the tyrants on their behalf. That's what's happening, America, today. Is it backfiring? Yes, it's backfiring. But the point is, you've already let it go too far. At this point, do they need to be lawfully dealt with? I'll get to that in just a moment. You do need to understand that these said representatives are acting just like the Nazis in the 1930s. But again, remember what I was talking about during the first hour of the show today? About the descendants of the Nazi war criminals that were brought over here under Operation Paperclip? Guess who we're dealing with, friends? That's who these people are. That's who these people are. They can be pupils of the grandsons or the granddaughters of those devils that were brought over into America to help reestablish what Adolf Hitler failed at doing. Don't doubt a word I'm saying. Just link it to the Bushes. We've talked about that a million times. I want you to think about this. Wear your mask so businesses can stay open. I want to revert back to yesterday's show. Governor Newsom, tyrant. Remember when they quarantined the people in his state? In the, not all of them, of course. Remember they began to defy in the hundreds of thousands going to the beaches. And that infuriated him, right? But do you remember when he quarantined the people? Do you remember how all those people, millions of businesses across the United States,
we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Today, let's get off the bench and participate in reclaiming America's historical foundations, just like our Patriot Fathers have for generations before us. So let us all hold dear to our Christian roots, and together we will restore our nation's framework by gratefully supporting the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Just want to address some of the things that I'm seeing on my live chat right now on sonsoflibertymedia.com or beforeitsnews.com. People talking about, well, the laws that I've allowed. There's a lot of people in jail right now because of the illegal laws that I've allowed. I just got to say to you, brother, I have no idea who you're talking about, but that ain't me. And you've known who I have been for a long time. For you to say that, I'm a little surprised. Get your record straight, because that isn't me. We're standing against what's going on here lawfully. That's why we have law teams behind us, around us. That's why we have sheriffs around us, mayors, senators. The list goes on and on, because we want righteousness. We stand with righteousness here. And then I would beg the question, if that's what I'm doing, then I would ask the question, where do you come into play? It's easy for people to sit there and cap on people that are righting the wrongs, especially when they're not in the same battle. They remind me of those that sit in the bleachers and they tell the coach as to how his team should play, but yet they haven't stepped foot on the field. No, that's part of the problem, so I'm just going to give you the benefit of the doubt and say, you know what, correct yourself. That's where I'm going to go, 2 Corinthians 3:16. Correct yourself, because I ain't going on that one, and I'm not bowing down to that one, just for the record. We were just talking about Governor Newsom, the tyrant out in California. And we were talking about how when he called forth this quarantine, and this applies to governors all over the state, the country, that are going along with this false narrative. And it's interesting to note that yesterday I took the time to show you, friends, that Governor Newsom didn't shut down his winery in Napa Valley, California. But he took the time to take it upon himself to shut down everybody else's businesses. And this is what I'm talking about when I'm talking about corruption. What applies to me and you, Americans, you've taken on that it doesn't apply to them. That's why they act the way they act, like a bunch of demigods. Okay? It's interesting. I see all these governors and these said representatives walking around telling everybody to put a mask on, but it's funny how you don't see them wearing a mask. When they're talking about social distancing, it's interesting how they have 20 and 30 and 40 people all huddled up, proclaiming to you what you should do, but for some reason it doesn't apply to them. Read Matthew 23, verse 3. Jesus woed them people. He cursed them people. It's also interesting to note, friends, that many of these people that are talking about, you know, our safety and our security, that was a slogan from the Nazis, by the way. It's interesting to note that these are the same people that are advocating the murder of the innocent in the womb. Just wanted to make clear, Proverbs 16, opening the floodgates to immigrants illegally into the United States of America, releasing thousands upon thousands of criminals from jail while simultaneously attacking the churches and fining them. These are the ones that are setting up people to snitch, as I said, on one another, quarantining, as I just stated, people while keeping their own businesses open. And in the face of all of the job losses for the American people, these are also the ones found to go so far to give themselves pay raises in the face of their deceptive narrative. Let me ask you a question, friends. How many Americans lost their jobs since this all began? Millions. See, the government's creating dependence right now. You think that they're losing when, in fact, they're not. They're gaining dependence. People that are going out and saying, you know, I don't have to work now. The government just shut down my business, and I'm going to take whatever it is that they give me, and I'm going to live off that. What's interesting, they're making more money in some cases than when they had to work. That's all by design, too, until the boat sinks. Isn't that interesting how that works? How many Americans lost their jobs? Millions. How many politicians that are pushing this narrative lost their jobs? Not a one. Not a one. America, let me say it this way. You're under attack, not by a foreign government, and I'm talking about not a foreign people, but it is a foreign government operating through a bunch of Judases that are attacking you. There's no question about it. I want to ask the question in closing. When does it get to the point with the people in this country where they actually hold their said representatives accountable for the crimes which they're responsible for committing? Some of you right now that are uneducated will say to me, well, Bradley, what crimes are you talking about? Well, this particular one is the false narrative concerning COVID-19 and the coronavirus. When is the question going to be laid to their candor for them to respond? Because they keep changing their narrative every time they're busted. And what do they do, friends, when they're busted? Do they stop, or are they encouraged to go find another lie concerning their narrative and then begin to push that same narrative? It's exactly what they're doing. They're not afraid of the American people. See, folks, what they are afraid of is unified, educated Christians. That's what they're afraid of. That mean what they say. And let me define it as a patriot, okay? Because Christian, conservative, patriot, it all derives from the Christ anyway. So I want to make clear with my question, when is it that they're held responsible for what they're committing concerning their transgressions of our laws? Friends, I don't need to talk about all the branches on the trees. You know what they are. And it amazes me how many people love to turn on the next talk show host that will just sit there and give you all the details of the person that you already know has committed a crime. People love to talk about Clintons. People love to talk about Obama. They love to talk about Comey, and they love to talk about Trump. They love to talk about the crimes of the politicians. Is that like one of the sickest things you've ever heard of in your life?
They magnify the crimes of their politicians, and the people stand back and they're entertained by this somehow to their own demise, Amos 6:3. See, I don't mean to sound like a broken record, because I want to tell you this. I'm as sick of reporting on this stuff as you are sick of hearing it. It's not going to just go away because you're tired of tolerating it, friends. Listen, I want to say that again. Listen to my wording here. It's purposed. It's not going to go away just because you're tired of tolerating it, because that's really what it comes down to. If you're not standing against it, you're a part of the problem. What, let me say this. What does the law say that you should do? Does it say that you should wear a mask? Does it say that you should quarantine people? Does it say that you should send out snitches on people? Does it tell you to go ahead and shut down people's businesses but keep your own open? Is that what it says? No, that's not what it says. We're clear on who's transgressing law here. And it's not the American people that are standing with the law. It's the representatives, as they call themselves, that are transgressing that law. 1 John 3:4. I want to say this one more time. It's not going to go away just because you're tired of tolerating it. You know, this skipping record of what we're talking about is going to continue on until the American people take responsibility and put a stop to it, period. Not entertain yourselves concerning the crimes of politicians, the branches on the tree, but know to bring forth the Lord's answers by laying the axe to the root of the tree that you already know is corrupt. It's not going to just go away. The American people have to take a stand, just like what we're seeing with Scott Jensen, senator and doctor. Same thing we're seeing with Ron Paul. Same thing we're seeing with doctors all across the country. Same thing that we're seeing with good government, the good sheriffs and the good governors that are standing against this narrative. You know, I got to say this. People are beginning to ask more and more and more and more now is, where's the president of the United States of America in all this? Well, he's wearing a mask. You got to keep in mind, Donald Trump is the one that gave the platform to Bill Gates, who wants to depopulate the planet. He said it. I didn't. We played the audio. Where is the president of the United States of America and his DOJ? Besides promising what he doesn't fulfill. Folks, there comes a point in time in our lives where we have to do what others are unwilling to do. If we're going to stand back and listen to these mere promises that have been thrown to us by this current administration and allow them to go unfulfilled, then we deserve what we get. Because we know that over the last 4 years, friends, coming up on 4 years now, concerning this current administration, what was promised was not delivered. Not one criminal in government has been prosecuted. Not a one. Now, this current administration is running off of, by the way, if you're caught up between Joe Biden and this little charade between him and Donald Trump again, let me remind you, purposely, there's 1,104 individuals running for the office of the presidency of the United States of America. How many of you heard from? Two. Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Comes to a point, friends, where we have to do what we have to do lawfully before God and man. Love you by what we do. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1 John 3:18. See ya.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. brick and mortar, and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.